We see the apostate church first in the Great Tribulation, chapter 17. And then we'll see not only the religious Babylon, but commercial Babylon in chapter 18. Now, we see first of all the great harlot riding the wild beast, and then the wild beast destroys the great harlot. That's the picture that's before us. Now, friends, in many ways, this is the most frightful chapter that there is in the Word of God. There's nothing quite equal to this. Here in the Great Tribulation period, as we've indicated, many great issues are brought to a crisis, and it is difficult to keep them separated. And many fine expositors disagree on details here in the Great Tribulation period. As we've gone through it, I know that there have been several that take a little different position, although the system of interpretation they agree with, but we disagree on details. And may I say that I do not think is too important. That is evident here in the two Babylons in chapter 17 and 18. Now, there are several questions that arise here. Are there two Babylons? And are they in two different geographical locations? Are they representative of two different systems? Are they two literal systems, or are they the same? The answers to these questions, I think, will become clearer as our redemption draweth nigh. But it appears at the present time, that is, in my judgment, that two distinct cities are in view. Now, in chapter 17, it's Mystery Babylon, the cosmic church, the apostate church of Thyatira, which permitted Jezebel to teach, which becomes the apostate church of the Great Tribulation. It has attained the goal of the present-day apostates of all of the great systems of the world, Romanism, Protestantism, pagan religions, and the cults and the isms. And may I say to you, even in our independent and so-called Bible churches today, there will be those that are not believers that go into a great organization in the Great Tribulation period. It may call itself a church, but it's not. The Bible calls it a harlot. The Word of God labels it a harlot. And you can't have it any worse than that. This is ecumenical ecclesiasticism of the one world church. And the location of this system, well, it could be in Rome. I think that's the city that's in mind here. But friends, Geneva, where the World Council of Churches is also included. And I think that many other places also. Los Angeles can make a healthy contribution to it if I know Los Angeles, and I think I do. Now, it's called Mystery Babylon because of its origin. You see, at the Tower of Babel, man attempted to rally against God. Under Nimrod, Babylon became the origin of all false religion. Now the dream of Nimrod will be realized in the first half of the Great Tribulation when the cosmic church dominates the wild beast. The church that should have been the bride of Christ is a harlot here. You see, this church is guilty of spiritual fornication, selling herself to the world for hire. This is the church that says, I am rich and increased with goods, and I have need of nothing. Now, when we were looking back at the seven churches, you remember I said, I believe it's the church in Philadelphia that goes out at the time of the rapture of the church, before the Great Tribulation period. And he said to that church, I'm going to keep you from the hour that's coming on the earth. Well, we've been in that hour a long time now in this study. And it's the Great Tribulation period. Now, his church does not go through. It's raptured. But who's raptured? Not denominations, or not individual churches, but his church are believers, those that are in Christ. Now, that's the group that are taken out. And the rest of the crowd of church members are left here on this earth. As Dr. George Gill used to put it, he says, some churches, the day after the rapture, when they meet on Sunday, Well, that would mean he's coming on Saturday, but regardless, the next Sunday, many of the churches will meet and won't miss a member. And that group will go into the great tribulation period. But let's understand, they're not believers. That is not the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it's never labeled his church. This is called a harlot. And you can't make it any worse than that. This is the pseudo-religious system. And Dr. Pentecost, in his excellent book, Things to Come, has given this comment concerning the harlot system. The beast who was dominated by the harlot system rises against her and destroys her and her system completely. Without doubt, the harlot system was in competition with the religious worship of the beast promoted by the false prophet, and her destruction is brought about so that the beast may be the sole object of false worship as he claims to be God. Now, Babylon is to be rebuilt, as we have already seen that from Isaiah and also Jeremiah. And we see here this destruction of Babylon in Revelation 17 and 18. Now, ecclesiastical Babylon is destroyed by the wild beast. Commercial Babylon is destroyed by the return of Christ. Ecclesiastical Babylon is hated by the beast. Commercial Babylon is loved by the world. Ecclesiastical Babylon is destroyed at the beginning of the last 3.5 years of the Great Tribulation. Commercial Babylon is destroyed at the end of the last 3.5 years of the Great Tribulation, that is, at the very end. Now, Zechariah had something to say about that in the 5th chapter, and I'm not taking time to turn to that.